scrapbook photos of a blended family. Hallmark Media presents Hearts Around the Table, Josh's Third Serving, a BrainPower Studios production. A Caucasian man with a short beard, dressed in joggers and a hoodie, smiles while he runs through a suburban neighborhood. Jake Epstein. Stephanie Bennett. Ashley Newbrook. Steve Lund. Michelle Morgan. Brendan Morgan. Inside one of the houses in the kitchen, cardboard boxes sit on the island counters. A Caucasian woman with dirty blonde hair wearing a striped sweater vest enters and puts a box on the island. Catherine Davis and Mindy Cohn. She pulls out a framed diploma that reads, Teachers College, Ella Hawthorne, Masters of Education. She puts it on the counter. Her phone buzzes. She pulls it out of her back pocket.
Food delivery. Excellent. Starving.
Executive producer Beth Stevenson. She walks off. Next, traffic moves in downtown Washington. Executive producers Nancy Amon and Stan Huff. Producer Jessica Reese. Associate producer Peter Durst. Then the Capitol Building. Director of Photography Aldo Quirvin. Next, a large suburban home.
I like that dress.
Really?
Yes. That color looks wonderful on me.
Well, thank you. I just got it.
Inside, four women prepare food around a breakfast bar. A black teenager with locks enters.
Oh, can I have a cupcake?
First the fuel.
Then the fun.
Exactly.
Or my favorite, balance before bliss. Mm,
it's a good one.
The running man enters.
Veggies and tummy makes cupcakes more yummy.
Oh, you're on dish duty.
Dish duty.
Hi, Josh.
Oh, what?
Rory, get in there and get some of the veg before Jenna eats it all.
Oh, wait, but will you go get Gina from upstairs? I know you know what it's like those first few days at a foster home.
Rory smiles, nods, and heads upstairs.
We're not that scary, are we?
Well, we're not, but you can be when you get all Mr. I'm the teacher.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I will see you in detention, young lady.
Okay, we should focus on making Gina feel very welcome. She is new heart, after all.
Oh, Josh, she's switching to East Heights High tomorrow. Maybe you'll have her in your math class? Hmm. Everybody, this is Gina.
Rory comes downstairs with a black teen girl wearing a bright floral shirt and 90s jeans.
It is so nice to meet you. I'm a teacher at your new school, but here, I'm just Josh.
Oh, well, pleased to meet you, just Josh.
Hey!
Okay. Just Josh, look at that. She got you first round. It's like I taught her myself.
Gina for the win.
I'm Jenna. I lived here, too, as a teen, just like you.
Wow, there sure are a lot of you.
Oh, well, you'll get used to them. I'll help you out, too.
Well, I'll help you, just like Angie helped us with life, school, everything.
And they each became a piece of my heart.
That's what she calls us, her heart.
See? Isn't that cute?
I didn't know about Gina, right?
Oh, of course you did, because you always read our group chat.
Ah, right. Of course.
Yeah, just forget about Josh. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Easy, Sherry. Let the girl warm up for a second.
It's okay. I don't mind. I really like school, but I'm nervous about starting a new one tomorrow. I like music, too.
Oh, what kind?
Well, my grandma listens to a lot of jazz, so mostly that.
You're close with your grandmother?
Yeah, I always lived with her.
Well, actually, Gina's grandmother developed mobility issues lately, so she transitioned to assisted living. That's why the agency called me.
Oh, I see. So you and your grandmother moved at the same time, huh?
Gina's smile fades as she nods gingerly.
Well, we'd love to meet her. Maybe we can have her over for Sunday supper.
Really? That'd be super cool.
Of course. Deidre's delightful. I'm sure she'd like to meet everybody.
And don't worry about school. I'll be there every step of the way.
Gina nods with a closed smile.
And he will.
Angie goes to Josh and hugs him.
You hugging me right now?
You're my angel.
Oh, I learned from the best.
Oh.
At East Heights High School, students walk the halls carrying books and laptops.
Lost and found is overflowing again. If you're missing anything, a hoodie, a water bottle, a phone charger, Check it with the front office before it all gets donated next Friday.
Ella walks down a hall. Josh catches up.
Hi.
She turns and drops a pen.
You must be the new English teacher. Here.
He grabs it and hands it to her. She smiles.
Ella Hawthorne, and thank you.
Josh Adler. And it's my pleasure. We teachers have to stick together.
She nods and they smile, holding each other's gaze. He points to a room.
You're right here, room 52. I'm in 64, math.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Adler.
You are welcome, Miss Hawthorne.
She grins, nods, and enters the class. He crinkles his brow with a puzzled smile, takes a few steps backwards, and turns to walk away. Next, Ella sits at her desk in front of her class.
Okay, thanks everyone. We'll see you next class.
The students stand and sling their bags over their shoulders as they leave. Gina is the last to stand. Ella looks up as she passes her desk.
Oh, Gina.
Yeah?
Gina turns with a smile.
Since we're picking up from your course into this semester, is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, English isn't really my thing. I'm gonna get a music scholarship.
Well, for that, you'll still need a solid GPA.
Look, I'm not gonna lie, Miss Hawthorne. That old man in the sea book is really hard to relate to.
Okay, so I guess Hemingway isn't really your thing either.
I mean, the old man is fishing. Through the whole book. Come on.
Okay, point taken. There is a lot of fishing. But what if you substituted fishing for... What instrument do you play?
My grandfather's saxophone.
Cool. Okay, so imagine it's you, not the old man. And instead of a fish, you're trying to play a really hard song.
Okay.
Then what do you think the story's about?
Not giving up?
Yeah, you got it. That's the theme of the book. Personal triumph against the odds.
No way.
Yeah, just try to read it with that in mind. Maybe it'll help.
Gina nods.
Also, I'm running the after-school music club. So I'll see you in the band room.
Okay, that's cool. I guess.
Ella nods with a twinkle in her eye. They smile as Gina leaves. Then Ella carries a box into a dingy music room with a sheet slung over the bookshelf, old chairs and wood debris strewn about.
What is that smell?
She closes the door behind her.
You have got to be kidding me.
There's a hole in the ceiling and tarps slung over junk in the corner. She puts her box on the piano. She grimaces as she pulls out a portrait of Beethoven.
I can't hang you up in here. This is a disgrace. You'd be mortified.
Four students, including Gina, enter with their instruments.
Hello.
She puts the portrait down.
I'm Miss Hawthorne. I'll be taking over for Mr. Schwartz.
The students take their seats in front of music stands.
Do you guys always practice in here?
Yeah. The school puts all their money into sports, so we get stuck in here.
I see. Well, I will just have to think of a way to make it conducive to playing music and being creative.
This is the whole band? At my old school, there were over 30.
Well, I'm sure more kids would want to play music if the program had more resources. But, got some sheet music for you.
Ella puts sheet music on their stands.
So, why don't we just give it a try? Okay.
They put their brass instruments to their lips. Ella grimaces as they play. She puts her hand up. A piece of wood trim falls off the wall.
Oh, my goodness.
She double takes behind her.
Okay. This is ridiculous. We need to boost the morale around here.
She looks around, then smiles.
I have an idea.
Next, outside, Josh with students lined up on the track.
Get set!
They take off sprinting.
Go, 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 go! Really nice work, guys. Great starts. All right, let's get another one in.
Josh turns his head with a furrowed brow. He scrunches his face into a confused frown and walks up to Ella and the band students practicing outside. Ella grimaces while she conducts. Josh approaches gingerly.
Let's take two. Hi.
Gina. Hey.
Hey.
Miss Hawthorne, it's a bit loud. We can hear you over at the track.
He turns to go.
Oh. Is anyone complaining, or...?
He stops and turns back slowly.
Well, it's distracting my athletes.
Well, they can think of it as inspiration.
And they are plenty inspired already.
She squints.
Well, I'm sure your athletes could use a lot more practice before they meet their goals. Practice makes perfect.
Well, sure, but my team is not making any noise.
The outdoors is a shared space.
I'm sorry, what's wrong with the band room?
Have you seen it?
A man in a blazer approaches.
Just the people I was looking for.
Josh takes a breath and turns to him.
What's going on here?
Hi, Principal Geller. Mr. Adler here doesn't want to share the outdoors.
I am fine with sharing, but we are moments away from qualifying for state, and this outdoor concert is messing with practice.
Both of you in my office.
He begins to walk away. Josh stops himself from speaking.
Now!
He motions with his fingers. Then, in Principal Geller's office...
With all due respect, sir, that music room is straight out of a Dickens novel.
She touches Josh's chair.
Charles Dickens.
Oh, thank you. I have read a book. I'm a little offended by that. She's just used to her big, fancy private school.
Excuse me, you do not get to pass judgment on me.
Okay, I've heard enough.
You've got to help me out here, sir.
Why you? I'm the underdog here.
No one is an underdog. We're all just regular dogs. And if you give me 1 second to speak, I was looking for you to tell you that we've got a bigger problem.
What bigger problem?
Our extracurricular budget has been cut in half.
What?
Wait, what? What do you mean cut in half?
You're the math teacher, Josh. Figure it out.
We're already strapped.
But how can they do this?
That's a question for the next school board election. But in the meantime, both of you are going to have to figure out how to do more with less.
Look, The school track team is the pride and joy of East Heights, okay? We go to state every single year. We need the full budget, whatever's left of it.
Okay, that is ridiculous. The band students need a new space. We need new instruments.
Don't worry, Ms. Hawthorne, you're going to get your half. You two just got to get more creative for the rest of it.
Josh takes a breath.
What do you suggest?
Ella pouts.
There's a PTA meeting this week. Maybe getting the parents involved could help raise money.
Ella and Josh make brief eye contact as they shift awkwardly. Then in the parking lot, Angie greets Gina with a hug.
How'd it go?
Honestly, pretty great.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Ella appears behind them.
Oh, hi. Are you Gina's mother?
Oh, I'm Angie. I'm her foster mom.
Angie, this is Miss Hawthorne, my band teacher. Today was her first day, too.
Nice to meet you. I teach English and music. And today, Gina joined our after-school band. Her saxophone is awesome.
Oh, well, welcome to East Heights. How was your first day?
Great. Yeah, the kids are awesome. Campus is lovely. Except for our music room. It needs some serious help.
Yeah, it's falling apart.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they just cut our budget in half.
I felt the extracurricular programs at the school were very well funded.
Not anymore. And I, for one, believe that Gina deserves to learn band in a proper music room.
Oh, yeah, I agree. If you don't mind, I'd love to get your number. I'd like to help.
Really?
Yes.
Angie holds out her phone. Then, an aerial view of downtown Washington. A mom and her child walk down the street. The storefront of a cafe-restaurant called Willems. Inside, a waitress places a tray of drinks on a coffee table in front of Josh, Jenna, and Andrew.
Angie was saying there's a new teacher at the school?
Ella Hawthorne. I thought we were going to be friends, but she kind of has a chip on her shoulder.
That's funny, coming from you.
Josh gives them a quizzical look.
What's that supposed to mean?
When we were teenagers, you were the most defensive human being I had ever met.
I was not defensive.
And I quote, literally, this entire school's out to get me. No one understands what I'm going through.
I do not sound... Oh, yeah. I hate your verbatim memory. It's so irritating.
I'm just saying, a little compassion for the new teacher wouldn't hurt. Don't you agree, Andrew?
Oh, I'm not getting roped into this. This is between you two.
Hmm.
Or maybe... Maybe the gym teacher's a little afraid of some healthy competition.
Oh, please. Bring it.
Oh, it'll be brought. Don't worry. Angie told me about the PTA meeting. We'll help you with your presentation.
Really? That's so nice of you. You would do that for me?
Yes, Josh. That's why you asked us here, isn't it?
Absolutely not. I just wanted to see my favorite sister and her handsome guy.
Now I know you're lying.
Well, maybe not about the handsome part.
Andrew winks and sips seductively. Josh
laughs.
Okay,
but seriously, I need to sound professional or she is going to blow me away.
Really? I'd like to meet this Ella. She sounds super smart.
Josh gulps.
Okay, so tell us what you want to say, and we'll come up with a heartfelt, compelling speech for you.
Thank you. Just, you know, don't lay it on too thick.
Do you want the PTA support or not?
Yes, I want the support, and I appreciate you. Now, what about you two? How's it all going?
They gaze into each other's eyes.
Fabulously.
They smile.
Oh, yeah? When are you two kids gonna, level things up?
Josh, two people can be very happy just being, you know, without obsessing over the future.
Andrew nods awkwardly.
It's called being present.
Oh.
It's modern times. I'm gonna grab a check.
Whatever you say.
She stands and walks away.
You're being very nice to me right now, so thank you.
Andrew smiles to himself.
Hey, I'm no expert, but you two have been getting pretty serious, huh?
She most definitely is the love of my life.
Jenna gives money to the cashier.
Oh, well, in case you're wondering, Jenna is all about the big gesture.
Andrew turns to Jenna with a concerned, befuddled look.
Just saying.
Josh smiles. Andrew whispers to himself.
Right.
Then, Angie and Ella work on a poster board at the dining table in Angie's place.
People think that it's just some fluffy extra subject and it's not as important as math or English, but there are some serious benefits to the arts.
Oh, one of my foster kids, Sherry, could always express her emotions through painting, even though she couldn't articulate her feelings. She needed her arts programs.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's such a great outlet.
Angie eats something from a small bowl.
By the way, I just wanted to say what you do helping these kids, it's just lovely. I applaud you.
Angie takes her hand.
They're the joy of my life.
She gives it a squeeze. They look at the poster board.
This looks pretty good.
Really does.
Do you think I'll be ready for next week?
Oh, those PTA parents won't know what hit them.
Gina comes downstairs.
Oh, hi, Miss Hawthorne. What
hi.
Are you doing here?
Angie is helping me with my presentation. We are fighting for a new music room.
And we're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure hope so.
She shrugs and grabs an apple from the table.
I guess I should get back to studying.
Angie offers her a handful from her bowl. She takes some and goes upstairs.
I wanted to ask you, I was wondering how Gina's doing in your class. The agency said there were concerns at her last school about her focus.
I was going to mention something to you.
Mention what?
Well, when I went to check where Gina was in her course, her old teacher asked if Gina was able to be tested for a learning disability. I guess this was discussed by the staff.
Oh, but there was no information on that in her file. Unfortunately, I'm pretty familiar with these challenges. Another one of my foster kids, Kiki, had struggles in the classroom.
I see. It's easy for kids to slip through when they haven't been fully diagnosed.
Well, we are not going to let Gina slip through the cracks. Not on my watch. I'm going to get that testing organized.
Great. I can put in a request at the school office for an appointment. Have them get back to you.
I'd be very grateful, Ella. Thank you.
Of course.
Really appreciate it.
They turn back to the poster board.
I think I'm ready.
In the school library, a brunette woman in a blazer stands at a podium next to a sign that reads PTA meeting.
All in favor?
Josh, Ella, and the rest of the meeting raise their hands.
It's unanimous. Maria, you're approved to put healthier snacks in the vending machines. Okay, next order of business. Two of our teachers, Josh Adler and Ella Hawthorne, have requested time to speak about their needs for the extracurricular programs, track and field, and music. Who would like to go first?
Josh motions forward.
Please, ladies first.
No, thanks. I think I'd rather have the last word.
He shifts nervously.
Okay, yeah. I'll go first.
Great.
The woman leaves the podium. Josh gets up and slowly steps behind it. He smiles and addresses the room.
You all know me as your student's math teacher and coach. Correction, favorite math teacher and coach. But I'm here today with my coach hat on to ask for your support in raising money for our track and field program. Now, we have an excellent reputation, a fantastic record of bringing home gold, silver, bronze, and we have gone to the state finals 4 times, winning twice. Math teacher me thinks those numbers are above average.
Ella musters a little smile as she applauds lightly.
Thank you. But the truth is, our program is in dire need of new uniforms and better equipment. But our budget has just been cut in half, and you don't have to be a math teacher to know that half is a lot less than enough.
He takes a breath and stops, then looks down wistfully.
All right.
He shakes his hands, right, leaves the podium, grabs a chair, and sits facing the group.
I know that my reputation speaks for itself in terms of the success of the track team. But I want you all to know that growing up, I had it pretty rough.
Ella shifts with a concerned look.
I know firsthand what sports can do for a child's self-esteem and development.
He looks at them solemnly.
I know what it feels like to be overlooked and to not have the resources it takes to be successful. Our young athletes need support in order to feel that sense of belonging, that sense that what they do matters to us, and that we're willing to put our dollars toward them directly. And I'm not just talking about winning.
Ella's face softens.
I'm talking about connecting a healthy body to a healthy mind. I'm talking about personal challenges leading to personal success. Thanks for your time.
Josh stands. The PTA head leans over to Ella.
It would take a miracle for you to beat that presentation. Half the kids on the track team have parents in the PTA, even me.
She goes back to the podium. Josh sits next to Ella. She looks at him with a soft smile.
Okay. Despite Mr. Adler's excellent arguments, Ms. Hawthorne will now share her thoughts on the music program. Good luck. Ms. Hawthorne, you have the floor.
Ella nods with a confident smile. The group watches her grab her poster board and walk to the front. She places it on an easel. It's bright and colorful and reads, "The Benefits of Music Education." Ella steps behind the podium, fixes her hair, and smiles gingerly.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ella Hawthorne. I'm new to this school. I just transferred from the DC system.
Josh looks around at the unfocused group. Ella looks at her notes, then back up.
But now, I am heading up the after-school music program here at East Heights, and let me tell you, the situation is dire. In
Trust me, dire isn't even a strong enough word for it.
She presents a picture of the music room.
This is a photo of our current music room. Not only is it dreary and completely uninspiring, but it also reeks of mold.
She looks at the photo. Josh purses his lips in empathy.
Mr. Adler here spoke about the need for our kids to feel supported, that what they do matters. It's clear that the music program at this school has not been a priority, yet musical education and the arts are paramount for the development of the teenage brain. Did you know that learning and playing music can actually increase IQ?
Some of the group nod.
It also improves memory. It makes learning new languages easier. Not to mention all the social and emotional benefits, such as raising self-esteem and confidence.
Josh gazes at her.
Kids who play music in a band setting learn skills like discipline, patience, teamwork, collaboration. It is scientifically proven that playing music has countless positive effects, and I believe that the kids at this school deserve those advantages. Don't you?
She looks right at Josh, his eyebrows raised.
Not only to get into better colleges, but also to enjoy more well-rounded and fulfilling lives.
She gives a warm, close smile with pride in her eyes.
Thank you.
She steps down from the podium. Josh watches her and gulps. She takes her poster board and smiles at him. The PTA head returns to the podium.
Wow. Those were two very impressive presentations. I think we can all agree on that. Unfortunately, the PTA dollars only spread so far. So we're going to have to pick one.
They look at each other nervously.
Let's take a vote. All those in favor of supporting the sports program.
Josh and half of the group raise their hand. Ella looks around disappointedly.
Okay, and all those in favor of supporting the music program.
Ella and the other half raise their hands. She looks around. The PTA head counts to herself.
Oh, no. Looks like I'm the tiebreaker, and with my son on the track team, that hardly seems fair. We're going to have to get back to you with our decision after the next meeting. That's all for today, folks. Thank you.
Ella hangs her head. The rest of the group stand and leave. Josh and Ella stay seated.
The next meeting isn't for another month, just so you know.
Of course it isn't.
We can't wait that long. We need this support now.
She nods.
Yeah, until the next meeting is not a solution.
They stare, dejected. Next, they stand in the aisle.
Looks like we hit a wall.
A big one.
All right. So what now?
Now we take matters into our own hands.
He gives a half smile with a gleam in his eye.
All right, well, before we do anything, I can't think on an empty stomach. You want to grab a bite?
I suppose we need to eat.
I mean, the brain does function better. It's scientifically proven.
I thought you were the math teacher.
It's science adjacent.
Okay. Well, then it's settled. We have to get dinner.
Great. I'm buying.
No, you are not. We're splitting the bill.
Okay, if you insist, but I'm picking the place.
She eyes him suspiciously.
Since you are new to town and all.
Right. Okay, deal.
She smiles wryly and follows him. At Willems, Josh and Ella sit at a table. A waitress takes their plates.
Wow. Solid food. Who knew?
Right? I love this place.
So, are you from around here?
I moved here when I was a teenager, but I'm originally from D.C., like you.
Really? Do you miss it?
Nope.
He smiles and shakes his head.
Nope, I do not. I am a boring suburbs guy now and very proud of it.
She laughs and looks down.
So,
she looks up.
Judging from your presentation, I gather things were a little tough on you growing up.
Well, my folks tried hard, but they were really young and weren't really ready to be parents. This made things pretty chaotic.
It's hard when a kid has to grow up fast.
Yeah. I'm actually glad I was so young. I don't really remember all the bad things.
He stares off.
I just remember trying to make everyone happy, making them laugh. I thought I could solve everything with jokes.
She smiles.
And it seems like you still do.
He looks up, surprised. They grin.
You know what? Let's talk about the future instead of the past.
Okay. Fair enough. Future.
She leans on the table.
Do you think we'll see flying cars in our lifetime?
Yes.
Really? Quick answer.
I mean, come on. At one point, making video calls from a phone in your pocket sounded way too futuristic.
Technology is moving faster than ever before.
Exactly. And who wouldn't want to drive a flying car?
It sounds like so much fun.
It sounds like so much fun.
Skip over the traffic.
No traffic.
She looks down and back up at him with a twinkle, then leans back in her chair.
Hey, your presentation was, it was pretty good. Not gonna lie, I would have voted for you.
Thank you. I had some great help on it. But look, even if the PTA comes through, I'm still gonna need to raise some funds.
Yeah, me too. How do we do that?
We'll have to put on our own fundraisers.
Right.
He cocks an eyebrow.
How do we do that?
Well, I would love to help you with some fantastic suggestions, but it's my understanding that we're competing for the same dollars.
Oh, I see. I see. So you're saying it's every teacher for themselves? There's no I in team?
Nope. But there is in win.
Okay. All right, then. It's on.
It's on.
They grin at each other. The next day in the school gym, Ella and Gina are holding a bake sale.
Picture day retakes will be tomorrow during lunch. Please sign up at the office.
Thank you. Come back at lunch hour.
Across the room, Josh and Rory are selling raffle tickets for a large teddy bear. Josh taps Rory on the shoulder, walks to the bake sale table, and takes cash out of his pocket.
Hey.
He hands it to Gina.
I'll take a cookie.
He stares at a plate of cookies with a furrowed brow, takes one and examines it.
Wait, did Kiki make these?
Gina squints and cocks her head.
Maybe.
She's a professional chef. That's almost not fair.
Ella shrugs.
All is fair in war and bake sales.
She gives him a cheeky smile. He grins.
Okay.
He shakes the cookie as he walks back to his table. Ella laughs as she watches him go.
Okay.
Josh approaches Rory, chewing a bite of cookie.
Rory, Kiki is helping out the other side. Ella brought in a ringer. How are we doing?
We aren't exactly raffling off a new car.
Right.
Oh, hey, buy a ticket for Teddy?
No, thanks.
See what I mean?
It's a tough sell.
Besides, Gina's in band, so you need to support her too.
Josh folds his arms.
Rory, we must know thy enemy. Oh, we're bringing out the secret weapon.
What's that?
Josh turns to him dramatically.
Chocolate bars.
Rory hands the teddy bear to a girl while Josh counts their money. She hugs it and they wave goodbye. Josh and Rory fist bump. Gina packs up the leftover baked goods while Ella takes down their sign. Then, Josh and Gina put up new signs simultaneously. The boy's sign reads, Candy Bars for Track and Field. The girl's sign reads, Book Swap for Music. Josh turns and watches Ella place books on her table. She looks over her shoulder and squints suspiciously at him. He points from his eyes to her to say, I'm watching you. She points back at him with a cheeky smile. He smirks and wiggles his eyebrows as he goes to his table. He takes the lid off a box of chocolate bars. He and Rory share a devious smile. The girls display the books. Josh talks to a student. Ella watches him with a glint in her eye. She stifles a smile. Then, Angie in her kitchen is surrounded by baked goods. She takes a tray of croissants out of the oven, places it on the counter, and answers her phone. On speaker, she continues placing the croissants on a tray. On the other line, Principal Geller sits at his desk.
Hi, Angie. It's Principal Geller from East Heights High School.
I'm calling about Gina Taylor.
Oh, yes, hi.
I have the request for the learning disability test for Gina, but I need
parental permission before the school can go forward with the
recommendations.
Oh, well, Gina's in my care in a foster program. My guardianship application is pending.
I'm so sorry, Angie. It's just
that without the official guardianship, we can't process the request.
Are you sure? Well, that could take months. So she needs help now.
I know we've known each other for a long time, Angie, but there's some red tape here.
And as soon as the paperwork comes through, I can make the request.
Well, that's not going to help her GPA this year.
Well, I see her grandmother is the official guardianship on her file. Perhaps you can contact the grandmother and see if she's willing to sign the form.
Angie cocks her head. Then at school, Ella sits alone in her classroom. Josh knocks on the open door and enters.
Reminder to all teachers, midterm assessments are due this Friday.
How's it going for you?
It's going fine. You?
Good, good.
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 He sits at a desk.
You raising a lot of money?
We are giving it our all.
Us too. Our all.
Great. Although I have been thinking.
What?
She bobs her head.
Maybe if we teamed up, we might stand more of a chance.
He leans forward.
I'm intrigued.
How about a collab?
Not a bad idea. Would we be spending more time together?
Probably.
Well, if we raise enough, we might get new uniforms.
And if we raise enough, we might get new lighting and a paint job.
I like this collabing.
She squints and cocks her head.
I think you might mean collaborating.
No, I mean collabing.
She laughs and looks down.
Whatever you say.
She beams at him with a big grin. Later, a student walks outside of the school. Inside, Josh sits at Ella's desk. She enters.
Reminder, the vending machines in the east wing are out of order.
Oh.
Josh. Don't you have your own classroom?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that we're all set up for the joint fundraiser this afternoon.
Great. Yeah, the kids seem really excited to be working together.
And I don't know, I kind of like this whole working together thing, too.
She laughs and nods.
You know, the only challenge will be if we each don't get what we need, and then neither program is funded.
Wait, what?
Well, it might cause problems. So, what if we did a tiebreaker?
She smiles sheepishly. He leans forward.
I don't know. You think you can handle it if you lose?
Me? Oh, well, the only thing I'm going to need to handle is victory laps, so... Get your stopwatch ready, Coach Josh.
Oh, that's how it's going to be, huh?
She grins and shrugs.
All right, Miss Hawthorne. What are your terms for the tiebreaker?
Later in the gym, Josh and Ella put their cash in piles on the table.
$1,845.
That's not quite the total we were hoping for.
It is not good. And even worse if it's halved.
Yeah. Okay.
She grabs a coin from the cash box.
Coin toss that is.
He looks at her hesitantly.
We talked about this. If we split the money, then there's not much we can accomplish on either side.
Yeah, I know, but I...
Heads or tails?
She puts the coin on her thumb.
If you're sure.
She nods.
Heads.
He looks at her with concern. She flips the coin, catches it, and puts it on the back of her hand.
Oh boy, it's heads. Okay, you know what? Let's do best 2 out of 3.
No, you won, fair and square. It's okay. The band will be disappointed, but look at it this way. Some life lessons are not meant to be fun.
Okay, that sounds incredibly wise. But I don't know if I can stand to disappoint either Gina or Rory or the rest of the kids.
Musicians have been through much tougher times.
I feel terrible.
She grabs a pile of cash.
I think I need a hug.
She puts it back in the cash box, laughs quizzically, and opens her arms.
Okay.
Thank you.
They embrace.
So wait, I lost, but I'm giving you a hug?
Everyone wins in a hug.
True.
She pats his back. Then Kiki and Angie in the kitchen.
So let me get this straight. You need Gina's grandmother's permission, even though she's in assisted living now?
Yes.
Angie takes a sip of tea.
Okay. Well, I can take Gina by after school. I know Susan that works over there in the kitchen.
They sit at the table.
Besides, I know how hard it is to get answers about why you're struggling in school.
You certainly do.
Kiki nods.
And that would be very helpful. I have an errand that afternoon.
Errand.
She takes a sip of tea and looks at Kiki sheepishly. Kiki squints at her and cocks her head.
Okay, spill, Angie.
She leans in.
What are you up to?
Angie shrugs defensively.
I'm just helping someone.
Uh-huh.
That's something.
She goes back to her tea.
Okay. Look, it can't be anything secret. You're terrible at keeping secrets. And it can't be about one of us hearts. Because we all know anything we tell you gets shared around with the rest of us.
I'm just a good communicator. That's all.
Okay.
I just like to keep everyone in the loop.
Oh, Angie, you are the definition of the loop. Which is why this particular favor is so suspicious.
Angie raises her eyebrows. Kiki matches her.
I'm gonna figure it out, you know.
She nods confidently.
Nothing to figure out.
Angie shakes her head nervously.
Not a thing.
Ella flips through music at the piano in the music room. The PTA head enters with coffees.
Oh. Hey, Sandra. Nice to see you.
Aw, thank you.
She hands one to Ella.
What is that smell?
I'm going to say moldy plaster and spit valve residue.
Oh, it's worse than I could have imagined.
Ella nods with a grimace.
I heard that you lost to Josh on the coin flip.
Yeah, worst part is it was my idea.
I'm sorry we couldn't help you out at the last PTA meeting.
No, I understand. Decisions take time.
You know, one of my twins is in your English class.
Who?
Jaden.
Oh, he's a great kid. He's working hard. He's improving drastically, too.
Yes, thanks to you, he suddenly thinks Ernest Hemingway is a genius. You know, I never thought I'd see the day, but now he runs track and he reads.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And thank you for the consolation. I appreciate the coffee.
Actually, I'm not here for just consolation. I wanted to give you a lead on your funding quest.
Oh?
There's this group. They're called the East Heights Alumni Association. All former graduates from our high school and all very wealthy. They do something splashy every few years. They funded our library renovation as their last donation. Anyway, I think you should reach out to them with your needs for the music room. Mr. Gupta is the man to meet.
The politician?
Right. Jane is his wife. She's a prominent businesswoman. There's their contact info.
She hands her a paper.
I told them you'll be calling.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Ella looks at the paper.
But, why are you doing this? I mean, forgive me, but isn't Jaden a track star? I thought that would be your priority.
You know what? I got a lot out of band club when I was a teenager. If it wasn't for the music, I don't know if I would have made it through those years. I want our students to have the same opportunity.
Ella smiles and shakes her head.
I don't know what to say. This is just so generous.
Just say that you'll keep things between us. I am the track star's mom, after all.
She laughs and exits. Ella grins and fiddles with the paper. A red SUV drives down the street. Inside, Kiki and Gina sit awkwardly. Gina turns to Kiki.
Hey, Kiki. Thanks for driving me to Grandma's.
Kiki smiles.
Anytime. But you know, when you get your driver's license, you may find yourself paying me back.
I can't wait. I'm starting the lessons next year. But I think for right now, I need to focus on school.
Well, that's smart thinking. I've had a lot of change lately.
Oh, yeah, you can say that again. Angie is really great, and Rory is too. And I like all the teachers and kids at my school.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sense there's a but coming.
But I don't feel like I fit.
Gina, everything's still so new. You know, I know exactly what you're going through. But don't pressure yourself to make everything perfect right away. Now, my foster mom, Dawn, she used to say, be kind to yourself and everyone will follow.
Gina smiles gently.
Thanks for saying that.
Her smile fades and she looks away.
Feeling better?
Yeah. About everything except for this testing stuff.
Kiki nods.
Yeah, well, for me, the hardest part was not knowing what was going on. You know, I knew I was working as hard as all the other kids in the class, but just everything seemed so much easier for them. I had a hard time focusing.
Yeah, so do I.
But once I knew it was ADHD and not dyslexia or a processing disorder or anything else, then I knew that there were specific things I could do to help myself.
Her lips curl into a smile.
Strategies for success. That's what my specialist said. And she was right, you know.
Strategies for success.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Gina leans back and smiles peacefully. Kiki looks over at her, and her face turns serious.
They really do work, you know.
Then, the lush courtyard of a pink stone facility. Inside, a pen and paper lay on a lace tablecloth. An older black woman with short gray hair sits on a floral couch, staring at the paper hesitantly. She looks up at Gina and Kiki.
I'm not sure, baby girl. Is this really what you want?
I don't want to take the test, but I do want to know if there's something wrong with me.
There is nothing wrong with you.
They're just saying that I learn different.
In my day, we didn't go around advertising our shortcomings.
Angie was really helpful to me when I was struggling in school, and, well, she thinks this is the best thing.
You just think differently from other people. That's something to be proud of, not fix.
Kiki and Gina stare dejected.
Nope, not signing it.
Grandma, they're not trying to change me. They're just trying to help me learn better. In the classroom and for my homework and stuff.
I don't want people discriminating against you because you're different. Once it's in writing, you can't take it back.
Gina closes her eyes, then sits next to her grandma and takes her hand.
But that's what I'm saying. I need it in writing because...
She looks to Kiki.
Because I'm having trouble.
Kiki nods.
I need help. It's hard to admit it, but I need help.
You are whip smart, Gina. And don't let anyone tell you differently.
I know, Grandma. But that's why I want to do this test, so I can reach my potential. Don't you want that for me?
Don't be silly. Of course I want the world for you.
Then please sign the form.
If it's really what you want.
I think it's for the best, so we can figure out what might be going on.
Deidre eyes Kiki coldly for a moment, then looks back to Gina.
All right.
She smiles.
Hand me that pen.
Gina smiles and hands her the pen and paper. Deidre turns to Kiki.
And Angie will make sure everything goes as it should?
Kiki nods.
The whole family will.
She smiles warmly at Gina.
Who's all this family?
Well, there's Josh, Sherry, and Jenna. Oh, and Rory. He's like me, still in school. And Angie has everyone to Sunday supper. Every Sunday. She said you should come sometime so that you can meet everybody.
Okay, slow down, baby girl. They all sound wonderful. Kiki, tell Angie thanks. And I'll see her soon.
Kiki nods with a proud smile. Gina grins as Deirdre looks over the paper. Then, Angie driving talks on speakerphone.
Honey, thanks again for taking Gina. I mean, it was a great visit for both of them.
Anytime.
Gotta go.
She hangs up. Andrew is sitting in the passenger seat. Angie smiles and shakes her head.
I just can't believe you're going to propose to Jenna. I mean, I can't believe it, but I'm very excited.
I'm very excited, too. A little bit nervous, though.
You two are perfect for each other.
Well, you are going to be the most perfect mother-in-law.
I really am.
I know. And I just really want this proposal to be meaningful and reflective of her, you know?
I do. In my day, you just got the parents' blessing and got down on one knee. That's all it took.
Oh, no. Times have changed. Have you not seen some of these viral proposal videos? People are jumping out of airplanes and climbing the Eiffel Tower. It's crazy.
We're not jumping out of a plane today, are we?
Don't worry. We're not jumping out of a plane today.
Andrew grabs her shoulder.
No, but I do have some ideas that I'd like to run by you and see if you think she'll like them. I just want this moment to be something she remembers forever.
Angie turns to him and nods with a smile.
So, let our secret mission commence.
Ooh, I love a good mission.
They clasp hands and shake them excitedly. Next, they stand in front of the Washington Monument.
Huh? What do you think? Isn't this the most perfect place for a proposal?
He holds up his hands.
Too formal.
She walks past him. He cocks his head, lets his shoulders fall, and puts his hands in his pockets and follows her. Then they watch football on his phone in the car.
Jenna loves football. You do it in front of 40,000 fans on a 100-foot TV screen?
Oh, too public.
He furrows his brow.
Yeah.
Then a heart-shaped hot air balloon floats through the sky.
She loves trying new things.
They watch from the ground.
A little too far off the ground.
He shakes his head in acknowledgement and sighs.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hangs his head.
Next.
Okay.
He follows her leave. Then they stand in front of a fish wall at the aquarium. He leans over to her.
Well?
Too fishy.
Why is this so hard? I love Jenna so much, and I just really want to do something special with this proposal.
Okay, I think you're overthinking this.
She puts her hand to his chest.
Let's start with what every bride-to-be really wants.
He raises his eyebrows.
A great ring.
Then, at home, Ella paces in front of her phone on the kitchen island. She picks it up, dials, and puts it to her ear. On the other end, an Indian man with gray hair and a polo answers.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Gupta? It's Ella Hawthorne.
Yes, hello.
Sandra from the PTA mentioned you'd be calling.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
Not at all.
But I do want to save you the trouble of giving me a big pitch.
Oh?
While I'm sympathetic to your plight with the music program,
I'm afraid the Alumni Association's philanthropic scope is more focused on prestige donations. We don't get involved at the day-to-day expense level.
And I completely understand where you're coming from. And may I just say that the library renovation is exquisite.
Oh, we worked very hard on it.
And as a teacher at East Heights, I thank you for that inspiring space. Every time I walk in there, I just feel so happy.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
And wouldn't you agree that, along with a state-of-the-art library, a bright and modern music room would also be an extraordinary gift?
Well, yes,
of course. And I can see where you're going with this.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but right now the band students are banished to the worst music room I have ever seen.
I think you might be exaggerating.
Well, I will send you a photo, and you can let me know.
She types on her phone. Mr. Gupta receives a message from Ella with a photo of the music room in disarray.
Oh my goodness.
He puts his phone back to his ear.
That's quite a change from my time there.
This is what the band students are practicing in every day, and it's not inspiring at all.
I'll tell you what, Miss Hawthorne.
Give me some time to think about it and consult with the other board members.
Okay. Well, thank you for your consideration.
All right.
She hangs up, raises her eyebrows, shrugs, and nods. She receives a text from Angie.
Come to Sunday supper. I have another fundraising idea.
She smiles and types. At Angie's house, Ella, Angie, Jenna, and Andrew sit at the table. Yes, Kiki and Cherry cook in the kitchen.
Brands, and we're looking for ways to bridge the gap for the new uniforms.
Josh enters, talking on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Josh?
He stops and looks up at Ella.
Hi.
Ella?
He stifles a smile.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm gonna have to call you back.
He hangs up.
Hi. What are you doing here?
Josh. Rude much?
Josh is a little rough around the edges.
Hey.
He looks from Jenna to Andrew.
Andrew, back me up here.
Hey, I've always wanted to be considered rough around the edges. Sounded like a compliment to me.
They clasp hands.
You're a rebel. You know this? You're a rebel.
So, Ella, hey. How are you settling in at school?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, but these fundraisers have taken my very last bit of energy.
I know, right?
Josh puts a basket of buns on the table and sits next to her.
All right, let's back it up here. How did you come to be at my family Sunday supper?
Well, Angie was...
I am supporting the arts.
Oh, okay. I see. Even though you're aware that we're arch rivals.
Arch rivals who are in the same boat.
Rivals. Don't be silly. You guys are working beautifully together. And besides, kids need the arts and sports.
So true.
They share a small smile.
I might be biased, but I think the arts are just ever so slightly more important than sports.
Wait, what? Why would you ever say that?
Because kids need direction when choosing an instrument, and they need to be taught how to draw or do ceramics. Anyone can go for a jog.
Go for a jog. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, I completely agree, because I love a good workout, but I needed to go to school to become a skilled painter.
Man, this is a tough crowd. Andrew, please, you gotta help me out here.
Sorry, partner. I'm gonna have to side with the one that brung me.
He takes Jenna's hand.
Gina, Rory, supper!
I think what's needed is a little bit more collaboration between the programs.
Angie tilts her head wryly. Ella nods gently. Her and Josh look at each other at the same time. She smiles and looks away. Then, Josh walks Ella to her house.
You have such a lovely family.
They're pretty awesome people.
That's amazing what Angie's created.
Yep, we drive each other crazy just like real siblings.
Well, the love I saw there today is about as real as it gets. And, you know, maybe Angie's right.
She usually is.
Maybe we should go back to the drawing board.
I like the sound of that.
Okay. I just feel like the energy that was there tonight, we need to take a lesson from it.
I'm listening.
They stop in her driveway.
Did you know that when you talk about teaching, your eyes light up? I can tell you really want to make a difference.
Are you kidding me? Right back at you. The compassion you have for your students is amazing. I mean, the way you helped Jaden, he would have lost his spot on the team if it weren't for you helping him keep up his GPA.
You know, there's always a way in with teenagers. Sometimes you just gotta find it.
Okay, so I'm on board. What are we talking here?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because today I made a call to a man named Mr. Gupta, and he heads up the Alumni Association.
Starting at the top, I love it.
So I pitched him the creation of a new music room.
A smile grows on his face.
You're a force of nature.
I believe in our kids.
Okay, so what did he say?
He is thinking about it. But here's the thing. He said that they don't really do small donations. They like to come in and do something more dazzling.
We could dazzle. Let's dazzle. I like dazzling.
So I think we might stand a better chance if we come to him with both sides of the equation.
Music and track.
They funded the library renovation because that's something that everyone uses. They like to make these big, bold gestures. So if we convince them that by supporting both of our programs together, they're uplifting the entire student body.
That could work. Remember how the PTA took sides? It's an impossible debate.
Right. So what do you say?
Yes. You're very convincing.
Yeah, I know.
She tilts her head and gives him a cheeky smile, then extends her hand. He takes it with a serious face and shakes.
Deal.
Deal.
They hold each other's gaze. A view of the river from above. The Capitol building lit up at night. The next morning, a view of East Heights High School.
Thanks again for coming in early. I want to show you something.
Ella takes Josh into the music room with a clipboard. He scrunches his face in disgust.
Okay. Wow.
Yep, that's what everyone says when they walk in.
Oh, that's bad. It's pungent.
Did you think I was lying?
I did think you were lying, and now not so much.
Okay, so as you can see, I have a list a mile long of things that I need to buy and improve on. What about you?
Well, the team needs new uniforms, but the mother ask is to get a new bus so we can go to Nationals.
Okay, well, today is the day to write it all down.
Sort of medicinal. It burns my throat.
Josh sits on the gym stage next to Ella.
We have got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, we just need to figure out how to convince this alumni board.
Ella puts down her clipboard.
It's Mr. Gupta.
Speakerphone.
Josh jumps up. She answers.
Hello, Mr. Gupta.
Ella, I have news.
Oh, really?
I've got a pitch date for you. Monday at 4 p.m. Can you make it?
That is wonderful news. Yes, I will absolutely be there.
Josh points to himself.
And I have news for you. I am here with my colleague, Josh Adler.
All-star
Adler? No kidding.
Hello, sir.
Sir? Psh, call me Vic. Any coach who takes our kids to
state 4 years running needs to be on a first-name basis.
Thank you, Vic.
He makes a wide-eyed face at Ella.
Josh and I wanted to let you know that we will be presenting together on Monday. We were hoping that your association might opt to help the arts and sports.
Thinking bigger, huh?
Yes, and I'd love to come along for the ride if that's okay.
All right. We'll see you both on Monday.
But as I said before, the board likes high visibility donations. So keep that in mind.
Thank you for the heads up. And we will see you then.
See you then.
She hangs up.
All-star Adler, he likes you.
I can't believe you made this happen.
She shrugs as they share a grin. A fancy restaurant on the river. Inside, a waiter takes Ella and Josh's plates.
Okay, so Jenna is going to smooth out the presentation, and Andrew will give us a brief on all the other board members.
Your family is all amazing. You're so lucky to have them in your corner. I mean, what am I saying? I'm so lucky.
They share a giddy smile.
I used to come here all the time when I lived down the street.
Yeah, I like seeing your DC stomping grounds.
They take a sip of wine.
And you live around here, too?
Nope, worlds away from Georgetown.
So, just so you know, I didn't grow up like Andrew.
You mean like crazy wealthy?
Right. I didn't want for anything, but there were no helicopter trips to Martha's Vineyard. My dad was a policy analyst in the healthcare sector, and my mom taught English at a private school. She still does.
Is that where your love of teaching comes from?
I guess so, yeah. But both my parents inspired me. My dad played piano at a jazz bar every weekend.
That's a double life. Analyst by day, jazz player by night.
Right? It's like a movie pitch.
One man, split between two worlds, the analyst.
Catch it in theaters this summer.
Josh beams at her with a delighted grin.
All right, seriously, I know I've shared with you a little bit of the hard part of my childhood.
She nods solemnly.
But there is something kind of nice I want you to see.
She smiles and tilts her head. Then, tubs of gelato behind the glass at a shop.
Oh, that's good.
So good, I told you. But this isn't the same place I grew up with.
Oh, no?
No, back then it was strictly soft serve, none of these fancy flavors.
Well, I have to admit, I am kind of liking fancy.
They sit at a table.
The old neighborhood's changed.
Well, I'm sure you have too.
Yeah, I guess I have come a long way from those days.
What would you say changed the most?
He puts his cup of gelato down and leans in.
Well?
He looks deep into her eyes.
It took me a long time to trust people. My parents' word didn't mean anything, so growing up was full of empty promises. We moved.
He shakes his head slowly.
Too many times.
She tilts her head and purses her lips in empathy.
But then Angie was my saving grace.
He smiles.
Honestly, I don't know if she put up with me in those first few years.
Well, she seems like a very patient person.
She is. And I just kept waiting for that other shoe to drop, waiting for Angie to send me to a group home because she'd had enough of me.
But that didn't happen.
He shakes his head solemnly.
For the first time in my life, I didn't need that fight or flight response.
He smiles slowly.
It took me a long time to break free of that.
That makes sense. Trust is earned.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. This feels strange. I've never taken anyone here, and I don't talk about those days anymore.
Well, I'm honored.
they hold each other's gaze. A warm, closed smile creeps onto his face and his eyes soften. Then, at the school track, students are lined up on the start line in a sprinter stance. Josh blows his whistle. They launch off the block, sprinting down the track.
Let's go! Push it, guys! Push it! Caitlin, you're on fire! All right, very nice! Very nice! Let's take a breather! Hey, coach.
A man in a red polo approaches.
Josh Adler? That's me.
They shake hands.
Name's Rick Bander. I'm a scout with Maryland U.
Yeah, of course. I know who you are. Great to meet you.
Good to meet you too, Josh. So that East Heights kid is something, huh?
Yeah, Jaden. He's got real talent.
Yeah, Maryland U could use some more sprinters.
You know, he's looking for a full ride if that's what you're offering.
Could be, yeah. This track could use a bit of a refresh, huh?
It's funny you should mention that. My colleague and I are about to pitch a renovation plan to the Alumni Association.
Gupta still had that up?
Gupta, that's right.
He and I went to Georgetown together. Guy's a legend. Let me give him a call. Put in a good word for you.
I mean, come on. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
Of course. When it comes down to it, we're all on the same team.
I couldn't agree more.
He hands Josh a business card.
Give me a call when you make a stake, coach.
Okay, you got it.
Take care.
He leaves. Josh stares at the business card with an incredulous grin. He looks up, puts it in his pocket, and takes out his phone. He types a text to Ella. I've got great news. Can I buy you pizza later? He taps his phone in his hand. At the Start Source Testing Center, Kiki and Gina sit in a full waiting room. A man walks past them. Gina is bouncing her leg and fiddling with her fingers. Kiki notices.
Is that worried or excited?
If I had to guess, I'd say it's 70% worried, 30% excited, and 100% fidgety.
Sounds like the perfect combination.
You're too optimistic, Kiki.
Think about it. There's no better place in the world to be your worried slash excited 100% fidgety self than here. It's the language this clinic speaks.
You know, I'm finally getting why everyone says you're always so sunny.
Well, there's no reason to not be.
She smiles. Hmm? She bobs her head side to side.
Sunny is as sunny does.
Well, at least you've made me laugh.
I'm here to support you. You know, I've been through all of this, the appointments, the specialists. But I also had a great foster family that helped me through it.
Was that Angie?
Yeah, but also my first foster mom, Dawn.
A woman comes out of an office.
Ms. Taylor?
She's wearing a pantsuit. Gina perks up.
Gina Taylor?
Yeah. That's me.
She smiles and stands.
Miss Curtis, it's nice to meet you, Gina.
They shake hands.
How are you doing today?
I'm not really sure.
Oh, I see that look a couple of times a day, but there's really nothing for you to worry about.
She gives a warm smile.
Come on in.
She leads Gina into her office and motions to a chair across from her desk.
Have a seat.
She closes the door as Gina sits.
Now, this does take a while. I hope that our receptionist told you that when you made the appointment. Please do make yourself at home.
Thank you. And yes, I know this is all very thorough.
Exactly. We're going to do a full screening today. We'll give you a big questionnaire that you complete best you can. And you can spend as much or as little time as you like on it.
Is it on my phone?
Oh, no, we're old school here, pen and paper.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. I'll give you one of our tablets. Now, while you're doing that, I'm going to go over all of the info sheets that have come in. I've got your medical history from your family doctor. There's some discussion here. Being too chatty at school, daydreaming, disrupted sleep. Oh, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, I was around 10 or so.
Oh, excellent. Your grandmother has helped by providing some family history. Well, that can be a factor, too.
Yeah, my grandma's truly amazing.
Well, family support is very important.
Well, I'm definitely feeling supported. Everyone's been really, really great about this.
Good.
She touches the tablet.
Ready to get to it?
Gina hesitates, sighs, and nods.
I'm ready.
Miss Curtis hands her the tablet.
Here you go.
Gina looks at it and takes out the stylus. Then, Ella and Josh sit on her couch with an empty box of pizza. Josh flips through a stack of flyers.
Flyers turned out pretty good.
I know. Jenna's amazing. They arrived this morning. You said you had more good news?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Get this. A Maryland youth scout came to the field during practice today. He's looking at one of my runners for a possible scholarship.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It's great, but that's not even the best part. We started talking about our fundraising efforts for the team, and I mentioned the Alumni Association. Turns out, he is buddies with Mr. Gupta, and he's going to put in a good word for us.
That's awesome. So you told him about the music program, too?
Oh, I'm sure they will when they speak.
Right, yeah, that's cool.
It's no guarantee, but I mean, come on. We're pretty close,
definitely
right?
Helps.
I am just dying to tell the kids, but I don't want to get ahead of myself.
I know. I would love to tell the band we're getting out of that room.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is make a promise I can't keep.
She touches his arm.
I don't think you're that guy.
He smiles bashfully. Then Kiki and Gina drive back. Gina holds her test results.
She said it's mild ADHD. Very manageable. Her words. She said we'll come up with a great plan that will really help me. She also gave me this material.
You see, this is good news. And this is the information that you needed to tackle this.
Gina takes a breath and stares out the window with a melancholy gloom.
You know, someone's being really nice about this, but the truth is, I'm just a big fail.
Kiki looks at her sharply.
Hey.
Gina looks up at her.
That's not being very kind to yourself. Would you say that to anybody else?
No, I wouldn't. It's kind of mean.
Exactly. Gina, you're already one of my favorite human beings, and this diagnosis is going to give you the tools to win life.
Win life? Who says that?
Well, Kiki Mercer says that, because you know what? I am winning life.
Okay, you're right. I'll start reading this tonight. And you know what? I'll just pick one solid thing that I can do. Just one thing. One is easy, right? That's what I do when school starts to get hard.
I like that. You know, I'm gonna remember that next time one of my recipes doesn't turn out the way I wanted it to. Find one thing that I liked.
Gina hides a slight smile. Kiki notices.
Who's being all sunny now, huh?
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I like that you're trying.
She smiles softly. Then Ella is curled up on her couch alone, watching TV. She picks up her phone and reads a message. Her face drops and she sits up.
In light of new information from Maryland youth sports scout Rick Bander, we have great news. We've decided to gift the school with a full renovation to the gym and track, scheduled to start in June. What about the music room? We're going to cancel the presentation for tomorrow because the money is now earmarked for this special generous donation.
She digs her tongue into her lip and drops her phone. She sighs and nods in frustration. The Capitol building in the sunlight. A truck drives down a residential street. Josh waltzes up to Ella's door with two coffees. He sees the flyers in a recycling bin on the porch.
Huh.
He knocks.
Ella, you home?
He turns and walks to the steps. She comes out. He turns and holds up the coffees.
Fuel for the big day?
No, thanks.
What's wrong?
I trusted you. That's what's wrong.
What's going on?
Josh, please stop pretending. You're just making it worse.
What are you talking about?
As if you don't know.
I don't know.
Well, then check your email.
She goes back inside. He holds his arms out in disbelief. She slams the door. He puts the coffees down and checks his phone.
Oh, no.
Josh, on Ella's porch, reads his phone. He puts it away and knocks on her door, then leans on the frame.
Ella, I'm sorry. Okay, I had no idea. You have to believe me.
Josh, you got what you wanted. I hope you enjoy your new track. I'm sure it will be dazzling.
Okay, you can't honestly believe that I would be that selfish. And we don't even need a new track. They weren't even listening to us.
She comes out.
Josh, you led me to believe that we were in this together and that we were a team. And then, meanwhile, you're pulling strings with your college scouts and going behind my back? And I thought we were friends.
He stares open-mouthed.
We are. That is not how it happened.
Doesn't matter.
You and your team are going to get $1 million investment, and I will be spending the little money I have on air fresheners for the music room. So, congratulations.
Ella.
She goes back in.
Ella.
He stands frozen, then shakes his head and looks up. Then at Willems, Josh is slumped on a leather couch across from Andrew in an armchair.
So you told her you had nothing to do with the decision?
She doesn't believe me.
See why she's upset. I mean, it was her connection in the first place, and then you just swoop in and take all the glory.
This isn't helping.
Right. Sorry. And it's just that the only thing that would help is...
What?
Never mind, you don't want to do that.
What? Tell me, I'll do anything.
Well, you could refuse the donation.
Say no to the money?
Well, then she would know you're putting her first before everything else.
But my kids really need those improvements.
I know, I'm not saying it's an easy fix.
How can I look them in the eye knowing I said no to new facilities because I'm falling in love with a music teacher?
Josh puts his head in his hand. Andrew sits up.
What did you just say?
Oh, man, I'm pathetic. I'm in love with her, and she can't even stand me.
Andrew rubs his hands together.
Oh, boy. Well, this just got a lot more complicated. I can see why, though. She is a keeper.
I know, right? She's incredible. She cares about her students. If she can make something better, she will. She's fun to be around. What's not to like?
Love. I believe you meant to say love just then.
Hey, can we keep that part between us for now? I don't need Jenna giving me advice at the moment.
Yeah, of course, of course. But I mean, she may have a brilliant idea for you.
But then everyone is gonna start weighing in, and my head is already exploding.
Right, yeah. You know what, I think you just need to go for a run. You know, clear your head a bit.
That's not a bad idea. Thanks for meeting me, it really helped.
Josh takes a swig of his coffee.
Let me know if there's anything I can help you with in the future.
They stand.
As a matter of fact, I am working on something pretty big right now.
He pokes Josh.
I'll let you know.
You're kind of a mysterious guy.
Mystery is my middle name.
Josh walks to the door.
I thought it was Lewis.
Andrew squints.
Lewis.
Isn't it?
No, it's Mystery.
Oh, it's Mystery.
Yeah.
It's not Lewis.
Andrew shakes his head and sits down. At a jewelry store on Fifth, a salesman behind the counter presents a round diamond ring to Andrew and Angie.
Perfect. Thank you.
The salesman nods and takes it away. Angie and Andrew turn to each other and grin.
Thank you, Angie. I know she's going to love that ring.
She will. And I know you will find the most meaningful place to ask her one of the most important questions of her life.
Yeah, right.
He smiles nervously. It drops.
What if she says no?
Angie laughs and cups his face in her hands.
You won't know if you don't ask.
He grins. She rubs his shoulders and turns away. He straightens up and sighs. At Angie's, she slides a glass of chocolate milk to Gina doing her homework at the breakfast bar.
Want to talk about what's bothering you?
Not really.
Angie looks at her textbook.
Is it about your diagnosis?
I can't believe it's official. I have ADHD. I'm never gonna be like everybody else.
Who wants to be like everyone else? That would be boring. Besides, there are a lot of successful people who have ADHD. I mean, Simone Biles, for one.
Really?
Really.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
There's a lot of celebrities that speak out so that people know there's hope and help available. I am going to get you the best help. And we're all here behind you.
I guess I'm glad that there's help. I was just hoping that I'd be normal.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Gina. No one is normal. And thank goodness for that. What a dull world it would be.
Angie puts on her glasses. Gina smiles at her. Josh runs up to the front door. He checks his watch.
It's that feeling that you read about in a bookstore.
And slumps with his hands on his knees.
Or played out on a screen, an answer to a dream.
He bolts upright.
I'll know when I get there.
He rushes inside. Gina and Angie are writing at the breakfast table. Josh bursts in, sweating.
Okay, you're here. I need your help.
Is someone hurt?
What?
He frowns and shakes his head.
No, not that kind of help.
Oh, let's start with a glass of water.
Angie goes to the sink.
Thank you.
He passes Gina.
Hi.
Hey.
And follows Angie. That night, a view of downtown lit up and residential streets. I'll be safe and sound. Then, Vic at home on his couch looks at his laptop. When I get there. He sits up, grabs his laptop, and puts it in his lap. He reads an email from Josh that reads, "Hi, Vic. I'd love to discuss your proposal tomorrow if you're free to visit tomorrow morning." Vic smiles and types a response. The next morning, the sun shines through the trees on Ella's street. She walks into her kitchen in a robe, drinking coffee. Her phone on the island dings. She picks it up. A text from Josh.
Can you meet at 95476 Sycamore today at 10 a.m.?
She sighs, ponders, and types back.
Yes. Sure.
She puts her phone down and looks out the window. Ella approaches Vic's house and finds Josh pacing in the driveway. He sees her and sighs with relief.
You're here.
I am here, but I'm not sure why.
I swear to you, I had no idea this whole alumni association thing was going to blow up like this. Okay, this is the Gupta's residence.
She turns to go.
Please.
She stops.
Please stay.
He holds his hands up.
Hear me out.
She squints and allows herself a slight smile.
Whatever this is, it better be so good.
Josh sighs, his face mixed with nerves and relief. They go to the front door and knock. An Indian woman in a silky green shirt answers.
Josh, Ella, please come in.
Josh and Ella take a breath, look at each other, and step inside. Vic joins them all in the living room.
Thank you so much for agreeing to speak with us today.
Of course. It's great to meet you two in person. But I must tell you that it's much too early for us to have any updates. We've only just made the decision.
Yes, of course, and that's why I wanted to speak with you right away.
He takes a look back at Ella.
You see, we originally came to you with a plan to help not only the athletics department, but also the music department.
This again.
The music department? I thought it was just athletics.
Well, you see, it was Ella's idea to contact your association because her band room...
He shows them a photo on his phone. Ella closes her eyes and giggles.
It's a real mess. And smells like something might have died in there.
Oh, my. They make the band practice in there? That should be a storage closet.
Ella believes, and I agree.
They share a brief look.
That kids benefit from arts education. She cited multiple scientific studies that show it expands the brain and helps develop all kinds of other skills and abilities.
That is definitely true. You remember when Vic Jr. started the violin? His math grade went up.
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about. So we're here.
Josh looks at Ella. They nod together.
Both of us. To ask if you would reconsider your proposal to include the music department as part of the donation.
Why am I just hearing about this, Vic?
I didn't want to bore you with the evolution of it all.
You mean you wanted to present it as a done deal? I always say that to create well-rounded people, you can't put all your emphasis on one subject. And the arts, in particular, should not be overlooked.
It's true. She is always saying that.
Which is perhaps why you fail to mention the other side of this equation?
I don't appreciate being blindsided like that.
Understood, Vic.
You can call me Sir. And might I remind you that there's also a world in which we don't do any improvements to the school?
Of course. I understand you need to do what's best for the association. All I'm saying is that if the association doesn't see fit to donate to both causes, I can't accept the donation for just mine.
All or nothing, huh? You sure that's a wise bet?
It's one I can live with, sir.
Ella stifles a smile. Vic and his wife stand.
Excuse us a moment.
They walk slowly into the other room. Ella lets her smile spread across her face.
So, you are who I thought you were.
Yes! Wait, if that's a good thing?
Yeah.
Look, I hope you know I would never cut you out.
She looks into his eyes and nods softly.
The most important thing about all of this is you.
You're really important to me, too.
They gaze into each other's eyes. He reaches for her hand. She takes it in both of hers. Vic enters. They let go.
Well, Mr. Adler, Miss Hawthorne, while I appreciate your altruistic stance on education, I'm afraid we're going to have to pass.
On all of it?
We can revisit next year.
I'm so sorry to hear this.
Can we ask why?
It all feels a bit messy to me right now.
Sir, maybe if we showed you more of our plan or we...
I'm afraid I've made up my mind.
He gives them a stern look and leaves. Josh and Ella sit back, stunned. Then at Angie's, Sherry and Evan put large canvas bags of groceries on the counter.
So what made you want to cook for everyone tonight?
Well, either or not, I actually like your family.
Really? That's good.
Well, mine is your brother, Josh. He's a little questionable sometimes.
True.
But, you know, Sunday suppers are great. You know, and life is fast. I'm always running around working, and when I'm here, I feel like I actually get a chance to just slow things down, enjoy everyone's company.
You really get us, don't you?
I'm trying.
They kiss. Mm-hmm. Later, Evan stirs sauce on the stove. The rest of the family set the table. Evan brushes behind Sherry to grab something. Josh enters with Ella.
What is that deliciousness?
Evan volunteered to cook dinner for everyone tonight.
Whoa, that smells good.
So, guys, how did it go?
Rory sets a napkin beside Angie. Josh and Ella look at each other and pause. Josh shakes his head.
We tried.
What? They didn't go for it?
Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. Hey, they don't know a good idea when they see one.
At least you guys stuck to your principles.
And you stuck together. I'm glad you guys are friends again.
Josh holds out his hand. Ella laces her fingers in his.
What is happening right now?
Are you guys together? Like, together?
I knew it! I'm so excited!
Andrew pats his back.
Great choice, my friend.
I know I did.
Look at us, all paired up.
And then there was one.
Guys, I am in a great relationship with my food truck, okay? They pick on me.
I know this.
Josh hugs her. She lets go and hugs Ella.
So excited.
Angie grabs Josh and kisses him on the cheek.
Supper's ready!
Gina runs down the stairs in leopard print pants.
You look happy.
Yeah, look what Heidi gave me. My new ADHD coach. It's a stim egg. Some people call them fidget toys, but they'll help me balance my energy and focus in class.
Great.
I'll get it.
Angie hops up.
Oh, make me a plate.
She goes to the door. Andrew sets water glasses. Evan approaches with a big bowl of spaghetti.
So, Evan.
Hey.
What's in the sauce?
Family secret.
He puts it on the table.
We can do family secret. We could
yeah?
Keep that family secret very secret.
Well, not today.
He, Sherry, and Rory sit down. Angie enters with Deidre and a nurse helping her walk.
Grandma!
Oh, bless me. I didn't realize it was a party.
No, it's just close family. Right, Angie?
You bet. Is that so?
Here, allow me.
Andrew pulls out her chair. Everyone sits.
Hey, Gina. We're so proud of you. It's not always easy to ask for help.
Well, Angie, Kiki, and Miss Hawthorne, Ella, they all helped me.
That's what this family does. They help each other.
And you help me too, Grandma.
I just signed a piece of paper, that's all.
Oh, you raised a fine human being.
I'm so happy that she is part of a loving home.
She looks around the table.
And family.
We hope you'll be a part of it too.
You've made me feel so welcomed. Thank you.
Josh checks his phone.
Okay, so tell me, what was going on between you and Andrew? I heard you guys spent the day together last week.
Hold on. Everyone listen to this.
They all look over.
Dear Josh and Ella.
Ella leans in closer.
Upon further consideration of your proposal, the board has decided to become engaged with your projects after all. Pretty good start to an email.
What?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Wow.
What?
Vic in his home recites the email.
I realize that your shared passion for education is something often talked about, but rarely supported.
His wife sits with him with a small case.
So we are proposing the East Heights High School Alumni Endowment.
She pulls out a flute.
10-year gift that will fund one significant project every year. We look forward to making East Heights number one.
Ella beams at him and grabs his shoulder.
You did it!
Wow. They finally saw the light.
I can't believe it.
That is awesome. So who gets to have their project done first?
What?
The email. It says they'll fund one project a year, so is it going to be music room or track?
Oh, track can go first.
No. music. You should get the first round of funding. Your music room is literally falling apart.
You make a good point.
I always do.
Well, for the sake of my band students, I have no problem going first.
My kids will be just as excited to know that new facilities are coming.
I'll help you plan.
I'll help you paint.
Guys, you're so cute.
Andrew stands.
So, that's great. Angie and I did spend the day together recently. I asked for her help because she knows Jenna so well, as all of you do. And she helped me realize that her heart is here with all of you. And which is why I think this is the perfect place for me to say.
Angie nods, smiles, and wipes away a tear.
It's taken us what feels like a lifetime to reconnect. Now I want to make sure that never happens again.
Jenna and Andrew look deep into each other's eyes.
Jenna Whitaker, I love you so much. And I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
He reaches into his pocket and opens up the ring box. She gasps. He gets down on one knee.
Would you marry me?
Covering her mouth, she stands.
Yes.
Yeah. Angie stands.
Yes, Andrew Carrington, I'll definitely marry you.
He pulls her in by the waist and they kiss.
Okay, I did not see that coming.
A wedding!
What?
Let's celebrate!
Angie with champagne.
Okay, you just happen to have these at the ready?
Well, I may have had a little heads up, and there may have been a little trip to a jewelry store.
She hands a glass to Jenna and Andrew.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you. You knew about this?
Her and Jenna hug.
Yes! We love you guys. Muscle
cheers, cheers.
Later, Kiki and Sherry do dishes. Josh and Ella lean on the back of the couch.
That was quite the Sunday supper. Are they always like that?
Not quite. It's not every Sunday we have marriage proposals.
I'm so happy for them.
Josh takes her hand.
Come here.
They stand.
Let's get back to you and me.
She grins as she gazes into his eyes.
Okay. In this moment, I have something very important I need to ask you.
She nods with nervous excitement. Kiki stops and watches wide-eyed. Josh slowly gets on one knee.
Ella?
Sherry.
Sherry looks up. Her jaw drops.
Ella?
She grins from ear to ear.
Will you?
Kiki grabs Sherry's hand.
Be my plus one to Jenna and Andrew's wedding?
Oh, definitely. Sounds like fun.
Josh, you scare me. How am I supposed to find two wedding outfits?
We got you guys.
It's her idea.
Oh, two peas in a pod over there. How'd they find each other?
Kiki and Sherry continue doing the dishes. Josh takes Ella's hands once again.
But seriously, I think we can take our time to our happily ever after.
Sounds perfect to me.
Fasten your seatbelts.
I love you, Josh.
I love you too. Movie ending kiss.
You bet.
She wraps her arms around his neck. They kiss. They smile and rest their foreheads together. Credits roll. Original score by Sean Nimmons Patterson and Stephen Kreklow. Editor Mike Donis. Creative director Jessica White. Production designer Maria John. Costume designer Kenda Hogan. Written by Paula Tiberius. Directed by Mike Donis. Additional credits can be found online. Brain Power Studio. This has been a Hallmark presentation.